When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We'll get to the latest rant in college basketball in a second. Before that, a quick plug for our friends at Trados.
The
DOS is back. That's right. They grew up on farms. They trade grain. They love the industry, and they help farmers that need help with marketing. They do it themselves at gotredas.com. GOTREDAS.com. Adam Ickes, your guy, Bill.
Ickes is back. Trados is back. They never went away. They never went away. They had a little bit of a regrouping session with that. And now they're back, and there are people sitting on thousands and thousands of bushels of corn and soybeans, and what do we do with it? What do we do with it? When do you sell? How do we market this? Oh, man, does it matter? Well, you know what? You sell it all, you think, Steve?
I don't know.
No, you sell it easy, often 10%, 20%, do some different things. Here's how hard it is. Do you guys realize last year the best day to sell your corn was?
No.
January 1st. What's you know that? Who sold their corn January 1st? Basically nobody. January 1st was the best. It happens like once every 20 years. Like that, Trados tracks that. Trados, they put you ahead of the game. Farm as good as you want. Go ahead, try it out. Then sell your stuff at the wrong time to see how it goes.
Bummer.
Complete waste of time.
Bummer.
Complete waste. Shouldn't even just be like, well, should have just stayed in the house. Should have just stayed in the house. Don't even get on your tractor. Honey, not this year. Just stay in the house. Because last year, you did a great job, and then you sold it at a dumb time.
It's experts.
Yeah, experts.
The word expert is really important, and it applies to Ickes and his team.
It does. And how many times do we reach out? I reach out to people all the time.
Experts.
Yeah, experts. I'm not doing it on my own. Like, hey, you going to knock out your taxes today? No, I'm not. I'm going to go to a tax person.
Yeah.
Somebody that drinks warm salt water like Jake's dad.
Hey, our taxes are done as of last night. We're good.
See?
You're kidding me.
He took care of them. Yeah, we.
I'm looking at June.
Our taxes are complete done.
I'm Mr. Extension.
I usually am.
Usually 2-3 years behind.
Got it done.
I have never paid attention to the deadline in my life.
We're closing in on that. April 15th.
Every year it's the same date.
That's not changed.
It has not changed at all.
And guess who else can operate on a good date? Trados. Yes.
Ickes.
And
his team.
The website.
Have a squad.
It's a squad.
When I was up in Wayne, 10 days ago speaking, Trados was there.
No way.
Oh, yeah. Trados was
there. You're
kidding. Absolutely. They traveled.
Was Adam there?
Yeah. Adam wasn't there, but he has his team there, someone from his team there. So that's great. So every time I'm speaking to a group, Trados always shows up.
They have offices, by the way, in Lincoln, Lindsay, of course, Central City, and Madison, Alabama.
Yes.
Four locations for Trados.
Alabama.
The website, gotredas.com.
Trados.
GOTREDAS.com. We have played a lot of Mick Cronin audio this year, and rightfully so, because he's had some great rants. But he's been playing too good at basketball to have a rant recently. So someone that's not having a good year is Micah Shrewsbury, the head coach at Notre Dame, who fell to Louisville to fall to 11-14 over the weekend.
That was a pretty good loss, too, I believe. About a 14-point loss.
Yes.
Of course, Louisville's playing that.
Louisville's
incredible.
Good team.
Yeah, really good.
Now, I'm not playing the entire 2 minutes and 40 seconds of the rant. I'm playing the end part where it got really good. This is Micah Shrewsbury was not happy with the fans for not showing up to the game, and this is the last part of Micah Shrewsbury's rant this weekend after the loss to Louisville for Notre Dame.
We're gonna get this thing rolling. I sat there and watched more Louisville fans in here than Notre Dame people, and that's embarrassing. That's embarrassing for me. because I'm the head coach here. And yes, it's my I got us in this predicament. But don't come back when we're losing or when we're winning, because we're turning this around, man. You better believe that. Everybody that gave up on me, believe it. Write this date down and believe it, because we're going to get this thing rolling.
I'm curious what that
easy
that was. He hit the microphone and
what
walked,
happened
and
there?
He walked up. He was getting upset, as you could tell.
Yeah. Was there a question, do you think, Jake, that spurred
no
this?
It was the question was all it was what's happened. They've lost 4 of 5. And all Bill, all the question was what's happened in this 5-game run here where you're struggling. You've lost 4 of 5. No, he was going to do this no matter what, it is my perception. Shrewsbury came from Penn State, where, remember, he had success there. We got Penn State to the Big Ten championship game.
Which is still bizarre. Yeah.
Incredible,
yes.
Now, last year, I had forgotten that he was at Notre Dame last year. And they were 13-20 last season. And now he's 11-14. So there's probably, the fans are not reacting well. Yeah. He took on the fans in quotes before.
Hey guys, it can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits, no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Your old or broken phone can let you down. But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence with a new line on MyPlan and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. After all, you don't want your old phone to die on you when you're lost.
Perfect.
Or for your broken phone to glitch at the worst possible time.
Hey, can I get your number?
Oh. Trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And future stronger you can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See home club for details.
The ones you said, if he said, if you hate me, absolutely, man, great. If you think I suck, if you think I can't coach, I'm with you, man. Good for you because you're allowed to have those opinions. Yeah, I don't know what he's trying to do here.
Bizarre.
What's your theory on what he's trying to do here? He's trying to do something, right?
Yeah, definitely. He's just trying to stir things up with his team through his this. I don't know. They're trying to create some energy, I would say. Whether it does or not, I don't know. But there was, I would say this, there was a clear message because it didn't, like, that was what I was wondering was, did he get badgered into
I don't think so.
A comment? Because sometimes you can be fairly calm.
He just kept talking.
And somebody, you kind of get badgered into a reaction, but it didn't seem like that's what was happening.
No.
Someone was trying to, I'm going to try to stir things up a little bit.
I think you're right on this. Jake, he might be trying to get him going. Bill's, I think, right here. Notre Dame is projected by KenPom to be an underdog in each of its next 4 games.
Did you have them?
No. Before a 2-game homestand to close out the regular season versus Stanford and Cal of the ACC. Still can't say it without
Stanford
laughing.
Stanford and Cal, the ACC.
Nor should you. Yeah. Where they'll be slim favorites in that, but 4 straight games. See, they got a problem now. They've lost 4 or 5. Now they're going to be underdog in 4 straight games. You're probably right. He's probably just trying anything right.
Well, 2 of those games, I mean, they'll play SMU at home, underdog there, then Pitt at home, then they're at Clemson, who's, of course, very good this year. Mm-hmm. And then the game after that, before they'd be favorites, would be at Wake Forest.
Yeah.
Very tough game.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's very hard. And no matter how you cut it, certain things are real. And there is a real feeling of what went on campus at Notre Dame with football.
Yes.
That feeling was very good. The vibe of Notre Dame was very good for a long period of time and all the way through the championship game. And even though they lost that game, if Ohio State would have lost, it would have been still somewhat ugly for Ryan Day. The loss for Notre Dame, was it ugly?
Nope.
No, not really at all. It's still, they love Marcus Freeman. So, you know, somebody else just right down the hall or wherever they're located at or in their own complex is doing very, very well.
See, here's the thing with Shrewsbury at Notre Dame. This is, Jake, this is according to CBS Sports. They have a top five recruiting class for next year. So led by 4 four-star recruits, and they have an in-state star coming, a top 20 guard from somewhere in Indiana. I can't say it, Lou Lemire or something like that. Lulamere. Anyway,
keep trying.
The team's core is also relatively young. He should be able to pull out of it. The question I would have to you guys is, if I were a mom or dad or a guardian with a kid on coming in, one of those kids that's coming in, would you look at this and say, okay, wait, are you losing your mind? I mean, is my kid going into a program that's stable?
Yeah, you can see that. I think most parents be like, it was an emotional moment.
Yeah, yeah, I think
if so. If there was a lot of them, he's got like 9 of these. I've never heard one of these before. And I did hear after the rant, I heard it on air, where some people were saying like, this is not remotely who he is.
Right.
So I doubt it affects him. I don't think you'll see
probably not a
decommitment or something of that. I think they're going, no, I'm going to Notre Dame. I picked the school. I like this. That's what's going to happen.
I think Shrewsbury's great. Go ahead.
But there are some, I'm just looking at the ACC. We know the ACC is down this year, but there's some stunning records in this conference this year. Virginia has been, of course, a constant ranked team. Coach retires before the year. Virginia is 13-13 overall, 6-9 in conference play. Just a complete lost cause. Miami.
Yeah.
Been a great team.
Final Four team a year or two ago.
Right. They've been Elite Eight several times. Yeah. Larinaga retires midseason.
Jim Larinaga.
They're 2-12 in conference play, 6-19 overall. Oh. Miami.
Wheels.
Syracuse
fall out.
Is about to miss their fourth straight dance in a row. Yeah. They are 5-10 in conference play, 11-15 overall.
They're about to miss
Syracuse. It'd be the fourth straight tournament they'll miss. Some bizarre.
They're saying right now it's 3 teams in it. Total at the ACC.
Duke, Louisville, and Clemson. And yeah. Wake Forest is on the bubble at 19-7.
Wake Forest has one quad one win that I'm aware of. Yeah. One quad.
Good record, but yeah, they don't have the big wins.
Yeah. Lost to Florida State the other night.
So it's going to be very, very interesting. Also, if you notice on the guys that quit, whether it be mid-year, every time that they left, and they did leave when they were losing. They'd have been...
Jim Larinaga?
I don't know if they were 16-2 as you walking away.
No.
No. Larinaga left and he quit on his team. Mm-hmm. I hate to say it that way, but he did, Bill.
Yeah.
He quit on his team. Mm-hmm. I talked to a Miami writer at the On 3 convention. And he was not kind.
Yeah.
He just said, no, Larinaga just bolted. Yeah. Bolted.
We will wrap things up next on Early Break in the Spillover.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.